They want me to get rid of my dog. Can they do that?
I'm being fined for leaving my garage door open too long.
What are covenants? Do I have any rights?
Help, I feel like I've left the American zone.
If you want the answers to those questions, join me, Sue Bartholomew, and my guests on The Commons every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on WBR Fairfax Radio. We'll ask the experts and we'll untangle the truth about what's left of our property rights. On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory membership homeowners associations. Join us as we explore this relatively new world of controlled living, which includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes. Living in a common ownership development means giving up the American dream. It means giving up your constitutional rights and control over your most valuable asset, your home. Living in a homeowners association means leaving the American zone. This is On the Commons, and I am Sue Bartholomew. Joining me on the show today is an old friend, Jan Bergman. Jan is the founder and the president of Cyber Citizens for Justice, CCFJ.net, in Florida. He's super active. Even when he's on vacation, he's still keeping up with everything that's going on. Jan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Sue, thanks for having me. It's always fun.
It is always fun, and you always have a new perspective on what's going on, and I think what we're going to talk about today is definitely something that needs to be discussed. And only Jan can put these two and two together and come up with, hey, guys, look at what's happening here. So, Jan, you were talking about how the government enforces or mandates HOAs, and they have all these laws, and then they go out of their way, and what happens? Tell us.
And plainly destroy the laws they set themselves, because they obviously want to be politically correct and allow things that are disallowed clearly and violate the statutes and violate the governing documents of the communities. You know, first they forced the owners to join these community associations, telling them how good they are, and they protect them from everything and then some, that they actually improve the property value. You know, what a scam. And then they destroy it through the back door. You know, that we have here in Florida in recent months all kinds of cases where more or less the government comes in and declares the statutes and the governing documents of the communities null and void. You know, starting, for example, with what we had here recently a few times, sober houses. You know, if you as an owner put a pink fence on it, you get fined and possibly even lose your home. You know, you can't, it says clearly, you can't run a business out of a community associations. You're not allowed. We had a piano teacher a few years back. You know, she lost her house more or less because she gave piano lessons to kids. You know, and that was disallowed, and they went after her in a big lawsuit. So now comes the government says, yeah, but sober houses are allowed. So, you know, 2 weeks ago, there was one in Palm Beach County where they had stabbings. The people complained, their parties, their wild parties in the middle of the night, everything fine and dandy because it's a sober house. If you do it as a regular owner, you get the letters from the attorneys, and you're being told what they will do to you.
Can you explain what is a sober house?
What a sober house, you know, is one of these houses, you know, for drug addicts and alcohol addicts and things like that, you know, to turn their life around, you know, which is fine, but you know, they don't need to do it in the middle of a family community.
So this is an actual house that's being turned basically into some kind of a social thing. Why doesn't it go into a government?
It's more or less. Imagine a homeowners association.
Okay.
In there are homes with, let's say, 4 and 5 bedrooms, right?
Okay.
They're being rented out to some organizations who run these so-called sober houses. And they put 5, 6, 7, 8 people in there who are addicts and often behave accordingly. And they put them in the middle of a community association which is deed restricted and doesn't allow anything like it. But then the government comes and says, okay, yeah, but, you know, we need to rehabilitate these people and, you know, so we have to give them a chance. So they are allowed to be in the middle of these communities, business or not.
So what have there been any problems in these communities? What kind of problems?
Plenty.
What kind of problems?
There was one in Tampa. They more or less called the police once or twice a day because the people in these houses acted out.
So they don't belong. So what would you say to someone who says, well, we want to rehabilitate them and get them back as functioning members of a community?
That is all fine.
Okay.
There is nothing wrong with it. But if you have a homeowners association with deed restrictions and certain things are not allowed, then they are not allowed. Because otherwise, it is a breach of contract. And the whole community association system is based on contract law. And if you break a contract, the contract is null and void. You know, and the thing is, it's amazing what happens in these places.
I know.
You know, don't forget, we are not talking here about normal civilized people. These are addicts who act like addicts. You know, and what would you say if you live in a deed-restricted community and pay for it, if you suddenly have a house next to you where they have at 3 o'clock loud parties with loud music and drink and go on? You know, that's not the way it should be.
No, it's not the way it should be. And I'm not, as you well know, and all of my listeners well know, I'm no big fan of HOAs. I don't like all the rules and the regulations and the restrictions. But there are people who do actually go into one of these because there are these restrictions. And they
people pay a lot of money to be in these communities, you know, so they should be able to rely on the contract they originally signed,
right.
Meaning the rules should be the rules. And that is most of our fights. Don't forget, most lawsuits that are being filed in regards to homeowners associations are not because of people violating some rules. It's because rules are being changed and not obeyed by. And that starts often with the board of these associations who make up their own rules and think they can do whatever they want. And that is where the whole problem starts. So if you create a community with a contract and with deed restrictions, then please make sure it's obeyed by all parties involved. And that is what the government should recognize and should do.
And they don't.
No.
And they don't.
They created emotional support animals, right?
Yeah.
We had a case in Tampa where the guy in a no-pet community claims, oh, his squirrel is an emotional support animal. And the association said, you need to leave with the squirrel or your squirrel has to leave. Here comes fair housing and says, oh, no, emotional support animals are protected and the guy can keep his squirrel.
I saw the news report, and it seems he found the squirrel last year. It was abandoned. It was hurt. It was a baby. It was whatever, and he picked it up and brought it in and took care of it. Now the squirrel's running all over the place, in the house, climbing the curtains and doing all of that. And you have to wonder what kind of, I mean, what's emotional about it? I mean, the guy sounds like he's about ready to cry. And you realize that there's something seriously wrong with him, because you wouldn't cry because your squirrel's taken the way, because you can't keep a squirrel in the house. I mean, there's something wrong. What have we done, Jan? We have turned the country into a bunch of blubbering idiots.
And we're working on it to make it even worse. You know, see, rules should be rules. We can only live together if we follow certain rules. The rules should be there. So if I buy into a no-pet community for whatever reasons, be allergies or whatever, right? Or I don't like pets or whatever. Then you should be able to rely on the fact that it is a no-pet community. Exempt are service dogs or service animals who have a purpose, who are specially trained and who do something. But we see it more and more in communities where there are no-pet communities. The people suddenly feel, oh, I want a pet, now I call it emotional support animal, and I can have a pet no matter what the government documents say. You know, what is about the person next to it who has an allergy against dog and who bought into the community, so now his rights or her rights are just down the drain and forget about it?
There should be a clear definition of what a support animal is so that people understand that. You have people who move into, you know, not everybody belongs in a high-rise condo. You have people who have moved into a high-rise condo and decided they don't like the smell of your detergent, your fabric softener, your cooking, and you can't cook. And you can't use that fabric softener because the smell bothers me so much. And if you want to use it and if you insist on using it, why don't you move out into the woods? But it's not their problem. It's the person who's complaining, because there's nothing wrong with any particular brand or any particular food. There are no rules against that.
Well, a few years back we had a big lawsuit here in Florida because the person who lived there liked curry and cooked with curry. And you know, when you cook with curry, it's pretty smelly. I love it and I
do
taste
too.
It.
I do too.
The neighbors didn't like it and they've in the end sued. You know, they wanted the judge to decide the guy can't use curry when cooking. Hello. You know, where are we getting to?
What have we done, Jan? What have we done? So what happened? What did the judge say?
Well, it finally the people who sued ran out of money or something like that, because it kind of was settled and never heard of again. But it was absolutely ridiculous. Even trying that is ridiculous. And I have to say one thing. An attorney who takes a case like that should be sued for malpractice.
I agree.
As an attorney, he should tell his client and say, looky here, people. You know, what you're trying to do here is absolute nonsense. We're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, but these attorneys like the money and they don't even care.
They don't. And it just keeps going on and on and on. And
right.
They will take these cases, go to court, make total asses of themselves, and take the money.
Well, and they make it 4 and 5 year lawsuits.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can't use curry when you cook, really.
Right, you can buy a whole truckload full of curry for the money charged by legal fees.
So we've become intolerant. We've become dictatorial. We've decided that we have every right in the world to decide how you are going to live your life. The government's going to enforce that up to a point, and then the government's going to insist on changing all the rules.
Well, see, the government allows a homeowners association here in Florida to fine a neighbor, which in reality is unconstitutional because a homeowners association is not a government entity as required by our U.S. Constitution. So
well, actually,
they can foreclose on your home for all kinds of violations, for stupid violations even. You know, you remember the cases, you know, the guy raised a U.S. flag on Veterans Day, and
yeah.
here we went, you know, $80,000
yeah.
less later, you know, they were still fighting.
Yeah.
You know, but then the government comes and says, okay, but we make now rules to supersede the governing documents and the statutes we created, you know, because we feel we want to be politically correct and we want to get reelected. And, you know, the majority of people reelect us if we are politically correct and kiss everybody's behind. That's it.
What happened?
And that's so wrong, and that destroys our lifestyle. I don't like HOAs, don't get me wrong.
I know
that.
But
there
don't.
Are people who do, and they move into these communities, but they can expect that the contract they initially signed is being obeyed by. And no government should have the right to come and say, oh, but we make exemptions and we can override your rules and whatever. We tell you what to do. Then why not dissolving this whole thing?
I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more, because I don't care what you do and how much you tinker around the edges and how often you go to the government and say we want some sanity in our lives. You're not going to get it. It's not going to work, because the whole thing goes against human nature.
Wow, and you don't come with a whole Publix shopping bag full of campaign checks.
That's true. I think they ought to stop campaigning. Tell me something before I forget. Larry Murphy, he was in Florida. He was the vet who had a small flag in a planter on his front porch in a condo.
Uh-huh.
Did he lose his house?
No, he didn't. They in the end settled, but not nicely, and they're still fighting in that community.
They're still fighting, but he did not lose his house.
No.
That's really good to hear, because the last time I talked to him, they were trying to foreclose on him.
Well, they always try, you know. Remember the big flag case we had here in Florida, you know. And, you know, it's such a nonsense, you know.
It is.
See, they always claim as an excuse for coming up with the weirdest ideas, oh, it's there to protect the property values, you know. I'm sorry, you know, this is so stupid, and anybody who believes it, you know, believes as well that we are later on sitting on cloud number 9 playing the harp. You know, let's be honest, you know, that's nothing wrong. I think even it improves the neighborhood if there is a guy who flies the flag in a proper manner. You know, what's wrong with it?
The thing is, you want some individuality, you want to be able to express your personality as well. I'm not saying put a bull in the middle of your townhouse front yard, but in Florida, for instance, there were cases where homeowners were fined for having a dusty mailbox and having a dusty roof.
Yeah,
dust on their roof because it hadn't rained for a while. Yeah.
You want a real good one?
Yeah.
In a community in Flagler County, an owner was fined for parking his car in the driveway.
Yeah, that happens.
They said, you can't do that, and we have to fine you, and they fined him, okay? Big hoopla about it. You know, about half a year later, one of the other owners rented his house out to Airbnb over the weekend. And they didn't get to count it. About 50 cars were parked around because these people used the house to have a huge party.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the whole community was blocked. You couldn't get in, you couldn't get out because everything was full of full of cars, right?
Right.
Yeah, what are they doing now? You know, the guy with one car parked in the driveway gets fined. So what are they doing with the guy who parks 50 cars in all over the place?
Nothing.
No, because short-term rentals shouldn't be disallowed.
So
that's another thing where, you know, in former times, you couldn't rent even out your home, right? In some communities had rules saying you can't rent out your house short term.
Right.
So now comes these Airbnb and all these other places, and suddenly it's totally okay if it's rented out short term. You know, that's different than renting it out. You know, that's somehow some people explain it, you know. And it is amazing that especially the lawyers, which always claim that, you know, HOAs and condos are the best invention ever made by mankind, that they certainly have nothing to say about it, you know. That then it's fine because they know it creates more lawsuits.
Jan, so it's you cannot prevent if you're an HOA, you cannot prevent people from renting out their units as an Airbnb. Is that what you're saying? There's a law that says you can't.
Why? It is the deed restrictions say so, but they're already working on disallowing it because it takes some government officials claim it takes away the rights of the homeowners to do with their property whatever they like to do. I mean, if you live in a homeowners association, you're anyway not the real owner. You're allowed to pay your mortgage and everything, but you're not the owner because you can't do with your house whatever you want to do with your house.
That's true.
You can't even paint it the way you want to paint.
Well, you've got, I mean, I know of people who've been fined because they changed the numbers and the numbers were too big. Their house numbers were too big. They didn't conform with what everybody else had. Your mailbox is the wrong shade of black. That's not good. You've got dust on it. Your flower pots are cracked. Jan, it just goes on and on and on.
Right.
On.
Well, we had a lady down in Palm Beach County who painted her house, had it painted by the same company that initially painted the house, with exactly the same color it was initially painted, right?
Yeah.
And she got a fining letter.
Why?
Because the board claimed they had changed the color code in the meanwhile, and that color was no longer allowed.
They don't have the authority to do that.
No, but they take the authority, and make no mistakes, the attorneys tell the board, well, you can do it because these people don't have the money to fight you.
Yeah,
they
can get away with it.
They can't afford one of the big lawsuits. And if they really sue, we make them regret it all day and they're out of $100,000 and they lose their home because they can't pay for it. That's the way it's being done.
So that's what living in an HOA really means. When you get right down to it, you remove all the restrictions, you remove all the promises of increased and enhanced property values, and it gets down to we're going to take you to the cleaners.
Right, and actually they should rename these homeowners associations. You know, they should be called gulags so that everybody understands what they really are.
I agree.
You know, that's the point, Shu. The point is we created a monster called HOA, and now we don't know how to deal with it, and then the politically correctness killed the idea, and then you're suddenly living in a place where nobody knows what's right or wrong anymore, and it ends up in lawsuits, much to the happiness of certain lawyers.
And that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
It's the lawyers getting rich. It's the
right.
lawyers.
Why do you think, you know, you had one of the sponsors of the condo reform bill on your show? The bar committee, with the real estate committee, wants to change that bill. They are absolutely going crazy about some of the provisions because it protects the homeowners against nonsense, nonsense partially created by even these attorneys. And they had recently a committee meeting and they are proposing a glitch bill. It is absolutely ridiculous. These people are, sorry, nuts.
Why don't we just come up with something that says stop, deregulate? When I had Senator Schneider on from Nevada some years ago, I asked him, I said, why don't we just deregulate HOAs and let the courts figure it out? And you could hear this big sucking air at the other, we can't do that. Why not?
You're right, because it's money. It's all about money.
We can't deregulate them because we're just going to continue going on and on and on with all this insanity and sheer stupidity. I mean, I'm sorry. There's nothing else you can call it other than sheer stupidity.
Well, and the thing is the owners are good cash cows because they pay.
They have no choice.
No.
They have a home, and if they don't pay, they're going to lose their home. Something that it was a dream. It's known as the American dream, and people have worked hard to get their house, and then they lose it. So I tell everyone, don't buy in an HOA.
Why? Hey, look, I'm just working on a case where a homeowner bought into a homeowners association. There were deed restrictions about, you know, how the houses are supposed to look and things like that. But guess what? The developer more or less violated his own rules. So now it gets funny because the guy took his golf cart and put a sign up on his golf cart saying, you know, before buying here, please talk to me, right?
Yeah.
Guess what? He got a bill for $4,300 in legal fees.
Good heavens.
No prevailing party, no lawsuit, no nothing, you know, and an old acquaintance of ours, a former chief arbitrator, is now the attorney who said he had to research the case for 4.5 hours in order to come up with this letter. You know, I'm sorry. I don't know if they're all still playing with a full deck or what.
They're not. They absolutely are not. And it's sort of, you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. So
yeah.
when associations are allowed to hire attorneys to go after someone and then charge the person, whether the association's in the right or the wrong, charge the person for legal fees. When the attorney says, oh, don't worry about it, we'll just charge the homeowner. You don't have to pay a dime. And so the board says, oh, cool. We don't like that person anyway, so we'll just let you go ahead. Do whatever you want. And so they rack up and rack up and rack up the things. That has got to stop. Attorneys cannot do that anymore.
Well, the Florida statutes say the prevailing party has the right to legal fees. How more clear can it get? You know, sometimes I figure that some of these attorneys didn't even go to law school, or they can't read.
Well,
I don't know what's wrong with them. You know, prevailing party, you don't have to be an attorney to understand the word prevailing party. Come on.
I was with some homeowners talking to one of their board members. It was a big brouhaha a number of years ago, and the president or vice president, I can't remember what he was, said to me, well, if they pay our legal fees, we'll drop the case. And I said, they don't owe you a dime. They're not going to pay you a penny. So get on with it. Stop wasting everybody's money. No, it's the law. They have to pay it. I said, no. The law says the prevailing party may, not shall, but may, depending on the judge, collect the fees.
But there has to be a judge's decision.
So I said, now, that means you have to go to court. The judge has to agree with you. If you think that's where you want to go, I would highly recommend that you file a lawsuit in a court of law and you explain to the judge why you have mistreated this couple so badly and that you deserve to be reimbursed for all the money you wasted. If the judge agrees with you, then you will get your money. However, please be advised that I will be in court testifying for the homeowners because I was a witness to everything that's happened. So if you still think you've got a case and if you still think you win, let me show you the courthouse. This guy was a medical doctor, not stupid at all. And
but that doesn't mean being a medical doctor doesn't mean that you have a lot of common sense.
No, it doesn't, but it means you've got some kind of an education. And if you know, you should be able to understand the words prevailing party, right?
Well, wouldn't you expect that an attorney who's licensed by the Florida Bar can understand the word prevailing party?
Oh, the attorneys lie like hell. They're like politicians. They open their mouths, it's a lie. So anyway, they left. The guy walked out. He put his house on the market, and he moved out of the community. So the thing is, if you stick to it, I mean, I just pushed it. I just pushed him, and I just pushed the whole thing. And I said, you do that, I will be in court. I will be testifying for the homeowners. You explain to the judge, keep your fingers crossed, and hope that the judge agrees with you, because otherwise you're going to be paying their legal fees as well.
Right. But see, here's the problem. These attorneys don't care because they get paid no matter what.
I was not dealing with an attorney. I was dealing with the board member. Yeah.
But see, and many board members have the attitude, well, it's not really my money, so why should I care?
Because that's what the attorney says. Don't worry about it. They say, oh, well, we can't afford to do this. They say, don't worry about it. We'll collect our fees from the homeowner. Oh, well, in that case, if it's not going to cost us anything, that's what this association was told by their attorney. Don't worry about it.
Right, but then when they lose in court and have to pay $526,000, then the big crying starts, like we had in the case here in Tampa, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's it.
Absolutely. And when you act ultra vires, when you act outside the scope of your authority, you are going to lose.
Right.
And
but see, the problem is, and that's what I see as a problem, that every owner, even the owners who never heard about the case or have nothing to do with it, will in the end pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, they will. They will.
You know,
and the thing is, they're getting one side of the story. They really don't know what's going on. They have no idea what the full story is. They've been lied to by the board. They've been lied to by the association. They've been lied to by the attorney. They've been, you know, the whole issue has been sugar-coated. So the bad guy really is the homeowner who's having a problem. Instead of saying, you know what, this is a neighbor and what they've done is not at all wrong and we've got to put a stop to it. The rest of the development had to come up with the money to cover those fees because my homeowners did not pay a dime in legal fees, not one dime.
No, which is correct, but, you know, why in the first place?
Exactly, because an attorney found an opportunity to make some money, and he did. The only person who won...
Okay, well, sure, the attorneys get their money no matter what.
Right, the only person who won in that was the attorney.
And that's, in my opinion, in minimum 80% of the cases.
Yeah.
The real winners are only the attorneys, nobody else.
Right, absolutely. The real...
You know, because, see, the owner sues for, you know, a record request. You know, the record request, the association says, well, our attorney told us we don't have to show it to you, right? Okay, here comes the lawsuit. The lawsuit lasts 2 to 3 years. In the end, the owner can get $500 if he can get it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The legal fees are only being paid if the judge allows them all, right?
Yeah.
So the only people who really win, because, you know, after 4 years, you don't need the records anymore. You know, they're long outdated, right? So the only winners are the attorneys in the case, because nobody in the end gained anything from it.
Right. Right.
You know, so this is a problem. And I think personally that the attorneys should be punished for creating such a mess. If they're at fault, then they should as well pay for it.
You know, here's something, Jan. Going back to that case that I was just telling you about, the homeowners were elderly, so we filed a fair housing issue. The subdivision in question was $1 million houses. All of the members, you know, everybody in there was dot-comers, doctors, you know, young people with small, you know, with young families, small children. And the only older couple was this couple, and they were in their 70s at the time. And so when they called me and they told me what the issue was, I asked them, she had an accent, and I asked them where they came from, because I hadn't seen them. And I said, look, you know, here's something that you can do. And it's fair housing. It sounds like might be a fair housing violation. Do you fall into any of these categories? And they chose to go after a number of categories, actually, including the fact that they were elderly in a much younger community. The inspector agreed with them. The inspector came around and inspected and looked around and said, yeah, clearly there's a violation. That's where it started. That's where the whole thing got involved. And of course the attorney was involved, and it just got to be an entire circus. And the homeowners were lied to. People tried to run her over. I mean, it got seriously nasty in there, and these are educated people. They're wealthy people. They should not be acting like a bunch of safe houses, you know, like that, like a bunch of addicts. But they were. I mean, they were coming and tearing off her plants and trying to run her down, and they wouldn't, you know, just sheer nastiness.
Oh, right. But you know, the joke here is in Florida. You have a Department for Elderly Affairs, which is paid by tax money, you know, to protect elderly people, meaning seniors, you know, from scams and from abuses and, you know, the whole nine yards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? When you call, what? Homeowners Association? No, no, we're not dealing with that. You're 85 years old? Yeah, we don't really care. That's a Homeowners Association deal, and we don't deal with that.
Right, right. What I meant, I started to tell you with the other case, was that when you interfere, when they dropped, the attorney made the inspector drop the inspection, and before the homeowners were notified, he started sending them harassing letters. Your case has been dropped. You owe us so much. Pay up now, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do the other. So I said, oh, wait a minute. You cannot interfere with a pending case, and this case has not officially been closed down. So we filed another complaint. And I said, you know, the complaints against the attorney and the association. The association, by the way, did not know that the attorney had done that. They would not go after the attorney because the attorney will lose his license and will not be allowed to practice law he will lose his career. And the downside to that is, I never figured out where the downside to that was. But they will not go after the attorney, Jan.
No, and here in Florida, they will not go after the community association manager, even if he steals money, saying, yeah, but you know, if we pursue this case, the person will lose his license, meaning we are taking his livelihood away. Hello?
There's something wrong here. There is something
seriously wrong.
There is something so wrong with all of this, Jan. The thinking is upside down, inside out, back to front. You know, we talk about communities. In fact, there was a story out of Florida a few years ago, and you may remember it, and you may actually know the people. It was an older couple, townhouse community, and they would meet on somebody's front steps, the front porch, and talk, a bunch of older people. And
yeah,
they were told,
I know.
You know that one, right? And
yes.
They were not allowed to talk. You cannot congregate. You cannot get together. I mean, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are you doing? And then you have these walkable communities, and they're trying to put people together, and then you've got associations that are trying to pull them apart. What is going on?
Well, you know what I always say. You know, in former times, neighbors brought neighbors in need, you know, chicken soup and cookies and comforted them. Nowadays, you serve them with lawsuit and foreclosure notices. You know, that's a different in life since we have these homeowners associations.
What a wonderful world we have created.
Oh, yeah.
What a wonderful world we've created.
You know, I always wonder, you know, one day these HOA attorneys may come up with a bill proposal saying that they can send unwanted owners who complain about their actions to Siberia. You know, one day we will hear that. I mean, the Russians will complain because they don't want them there.
We're sending good people over there. Unfortunately, they're keeping the attorneys over here. Maybe we ought to send the attorneys to Russia. Then the Russians will have something to complain about.
Yeah, well.
Guess what, Putin? We're giving you a big present. All CAI attorneys coming your way. Managers, bad board members, they're all coming. We're going to just wrap them up, put a nice big red bow on them, and send them to you for Christmas.
Yep. So that's life, isn't it?
So,
I tell you the truth. You know, what I think is so wrong is forcing people into a contract, asking them to obey by the rules. And then here comes the other side and says, yeah, but you may be forced to obey by the rules, but we are not. You know, and that is where things go awfully wrong. You know, that's a serious problem.
It is a problem. It is a huge problem.
Know, I mean, come on. You know, we even claim that contract law supersedes the U.S. Constitution.
Right, right.
You know, and in all reality, some of the rules in homeowners associations are violating the U.S. Constitution. And they say, yeah, but it's allowed because it's based on contract law.
You
but,
agreed.
You know, if it's based on contract law, then please do me a favor and keep the contract.
Yeah, it's whatever they wanted. This morning, oh, it's not a contract. We tell you what to do. Tomorrow morning, hey, it's a contract. You agreed. Nobody in their right mind is going to agree to some of the garbage that goes on in here. Nobody in their right mind.
Right. And so that's wrong, and it shouldn't be there. You know, if people buy into a homeowners association, they should be able to rely on the fact that the rules are the rules and everybody is obeying by the rules, period. Otherwise, why buying into such a place in the first place? You know, there's no other incentive than, then saying, okay, we don't want noisy neighbors whose yard looks like a dumpster, right? So, but now the government comes and says, yeah, but if the noisy neighbors are in a sober house, then it's totally okay to make noise and play loud music at 3 o'clock in the morning and stab each other and have the police coming and things like that. That's okay, you know, but if you paint your pink fence, you lose your home.
You know, there are different ways and better ways of dealing with it. When I was on the board, I had some homeowners who were a little bit upset because their neighbors didn't take care of their property the way they did. Their house was pristine. So they came to me and wanted me to do something about it. Can I do anything? I said, yeah, I can. And if I do get involved in your neighborhood, then I'm just going to create a lot of hate and discontent. But I think that you can do a better job. Now, your house is always pristine and beautiful. Next time you go to the shop, to the nursery, and you buy flowers, pick up a few extra planting flowers. I mean, we're talking about these little packets. And I said, why don't you, if you have a few extra, go knock on your neighbor's door and say, I've got a few extra here. Would you like them? Would you like me to help you plant them? And these people who didn't, you know, said, yes, we'd love them. Thank you. So it turned out to be a party, and the whole street, both sides of the street, got together, and they were out there working in yards. Jan, it went from a disheveled, sloppy street to the most beautiful street in the neighborhood. And we've got 1,300 homes, so it's not a teeny tiny neighborhood. It looked absolutely lovely. And you know what? I didn't get interfered. I was their board member. I was their representative. I said I could get interfered, but I'm just going to make it worse for you. You do it. And here's what I recommend you do. And, Jan, it was perfect. They were having block parties. The place looked absolutely immaculate. You don't need an HOA to do that.
No, you don't.
You don't need an HOA to do that.
You know, I don't live in an HOA, and I am happy with the neighbors. We say hi, and we wave, and, you know, their dogs come running on our property, and I'm happy, and that's fine. You know, the fights start over these rules and over violating the rules and over making new rules a board is not allowed to make. That is the main reason for these lawsuits. And I am telling you something is clearly wrong. If a so-called officer of the court wants criminal charges removed for election fraud and other serious crimes, but they don't want these people to be prosecuted criminally. That's wrong. And if such attorneys even stand for that, I think they should be disbarred. I'm sorry.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you because they're causing it. But there's something else that's wrong, Jan. And I think giving one neighbor power over another is terribly wrong. It's never going to work. It is never going to work. If you and I live next door to each other, why would you or why would I be more valuable or more powerful and have more say on your property than you do or you have on mine? It's not going to work.
And you know the old saying, power corrupts, and more power corrupts even more.
Absolute power corrupts.
You know, and that is what you see. You have people sitting on boards who never had any kind of power in their lives, in their professional lives. Now, suddenly, they're empowered and can even take a neighbor's house away.
Yeah.
Do you think that ends well? Nope.
No.
It can't.
So, the problems that I see is not just the rules and the way the whole thing is set up, but I see so many problems with it. And I see so many people around the country, oh, well, we're going to fix this and we're going to tweak that, and then everybody's going to be happy, happy, happy. It's not going to work, Jan. It's not going to work.
No. You know, I had not too long ago a call from a guy who was a treasurer of HOA. And he said, you know, I don't understand the statutes, you know. Why do we need a budget?
No kidding. Really?
Yeah. You know, then you kind of get a little desperate, you know. And you know, I suggested a few years ago, you know, they should make it a requirement for board members to have an IQ of minimum 75.
Oh, brother, I think we ought to get rid of all of them. I really do. It's not...
That's true, but you know, I'm sorry, but you will not, because there's too much money to be made. There are too many powerful people who make money from it. And, you know, and there you have too many owners who believe in the fairy tales they're being told that living in the community association improves their property values and helps them with easy living. You know, living in the homeowners association is anything but easy. It's complicated. It complicates your life. And it complicates your finances. And that's all it does.
I had someone from CAI yell at me one day because I made some comment about money that's been disappearing from HOAs. And you know what he said to me? He said, what's wrong with the homeowners? Why aren't they providing the supervision that it needs? Wait a minute. If a homeowner asks to see anything, they're called a troublemaker, and they're just beaten up.
And they get a nasty, nasty letter from just these attorneys saying, go to hell or somewhere.
Yeah,
you know.
But yet they
blame
the homeowners because they're not providing the oversight that is needed over these managers who have been trained by CAI and who are just stealing.
Yeah, but that's the way it works, and, you know, there are lots of people who are making money out of it, and they were not giving up their easy source of cash.
But you know what, Jan? It's your house. The homeowners, there are more homeowners than there are all of these other people. They've got to get to their senses. They've got to realize that they are and have been lied to, and they've got to realize that it's not going to work. They've got to stop it.
Why, and you know, why does it work nicely in other countries?
Because there's no HOA.
In Germany, you don't have homeowners association or condo owners association and all this kind of, sorry, excuse my language, crap.
You have, absolutely. You just don't have the governance part of it. You have the managers who are told by the owners at an annual meeting what they are to do.
Right. But by the membership, not by certain people who came to power by a fair or not so fair election.
Yes.
You know, and believe me, you know, the elections, many elections are fraudulent without the Russians being involved.
Yeah, maybe we ought to get Putin involved, and then maybe we'll get something sorted out here.
Hacking the election record. Why the managers do that themselves? So we don't need anybody from the outside to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. But we really have got to take a step back, and we have to look at this. We have to look at what we have, what we're doing, and how we're going to stop it, because I don't think we can fix it. I don't think we can fix it.
Honestly, I hope we can improve it a little bit, but fix it, I doubt it.
We're not going to fix it. We can't fix it because it just goes totally.
But we have to try to minimum improve it because there are certain things that are just unreasonable.
I agree with
you. See, here in Florida, I don't understand why the legislator is so against creating halfway fair elections in HOAs. You know, the HOAs here have election laws. If I am the president, I stay in power as long as I want, and I use the existing law, I don't break any law, and I still am in power, and nobody else has a chance to get me off the board.
Well, I hope you remain in power, at Cyber Citizens for Justice, Jan. Thank you so much for joining us. We are out of time. Maybe that's what we need in HOAs, term limits.
Right. You know, they only have 3 minutes, and then they often get cut short, so don't worry about it.
Thank you, Jan.
Okay.
Hope you'll be back soon.
Please check out our website at onthecommons.us. On the Commons is produced by OTC Multimedia Productions.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life. I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Now there's lots of open meetings close to Justice 4HO. Those arrogant board members say what they want you to know. The CAI and ULI will help you lose it all. But I wouldn't sell that dream home yet, the writing's on the wall. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Well, we're not afraid or stupid, all your threats mean nothing here. Time marches on, soon you'll be gone, united we'll be there. So put your rules and CCRs up where the sun don't shine, and enjoy those precious golden years, stop messing around with mine. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.